minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
It's game time here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. First pitch from Katie Ruff in there for a strike. McDonald, their jet black pants, the royal blue uniforms, the white numerals and lettering with a gold piping. Colfax in the red tops, jet black bottoms with the red socks and the white Colfax insignia. Second pitch in there a little bit low. Again, we're starting 5 minutes early here, which certainly caught me a bit by surprise here. But we're on the air. Again, thank you to Grayson Huff, Max TV. It's McKenna Shipman, the leadoff batter here. Swing and a miss. It's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And again, as we heard from head coach Rick Beyer, defense, 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 the key here for his Lady Max, as this Colfax Vikings team loves to put the ball in play. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, pitch high from Katie Ruff. So backing up their stud pitcher, their star senior pitcher, is what the McDonald infield and possibly outfield going to need to do. Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Two balls, two strikes on the leadoff hitter, McKenna Shipman, the senior, against Katie Ruff. Called strike three to start the game. Katie Ruff with a punch out. And McDonald retires the first Colfax batters. Chris Malka joins us here on Max TV, and apparently we had all sorts of communication. Thanks for coming.
Well, I have the camera in hand, so I was going to shoot, but guess I'm not.
Swing and a miss for Lakin Beyer, the sophomore pitcher, number three. Yeah, so apparently there's miss. Not only did they start this game a lot earlier than we thought, but apparently I never communicated with you that we were doing the game. So,
Hey, here we are. We're good. We're good.
And it's a beautiful day. Called strike two for Katie Ruff. Again, the Toyson Ford keys to the game. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Katie Ruff draws a swinging strike three, and Lakin Beyer goes down whiffing. And that's two strikeouts in the first two batters faced for Katie Ruff.
Well, if I know you, Caleb, at all, I know that you had lots of highlight reels and all that stuff.
I did. We started a little later than I was planning, but we got the highlight reel in. We missed the interview with head coach John Dickinson, but he was very complimentary of McDonald's pitching and said, hey, they're strong on offense as well, too. But he likes what he's seeing from his sophomore pitcher and also the way they're putting the ball in play, as they've struggled to do so far here in the first two batters against Katie Ruff, but they have Jada Anderson at the plate now, the senior shortstop, number eight. This Colfax team defeated Lake Holcomb and Cornell, the sixth seed, 12-0 in five innings. Another swinging strike against Katie Ruff.
Well, and I think Katie's goal is to come out and be strong right away, and obviously she's proving that very well with how she's pitching.
Swinging strike three. One, two, three. They go down for the McDonald senior. K stands for Katie. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Playoff Softball.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's. Moving life forward. What?
As we continue here on WOGO Sports via Max TV, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you as Kendall Heffler, leadoff batter for McDonald, strides to the plate to face a talented sophomore in Lakin Beyer.
we've seen a lot of younger pitchers this season.
Absolutely.
You know, with competing teams and stuff. So that's a great sign, and that's a great, you know, a testament to those
teams. And take the first pitch strike.
Exactly. I mean, she came out strong.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 0-1 pitch to Kendall Heffler, fouled back just to our left here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. And McDonald, 19-2 on this season, defeated Augusta on Tuesday, which was a rarity with the weather. Not a lot of teams were able to play on Tuesday. They got the job done in four innings with a lightning delay, 15-0, to knock off the 7-seed, the Augusta Beavers. 0-2 against Kendall Heffler. McDonald, leadoff batter. Check swing. Takes one outside. Good eye there from Kendall. The junior left fielder. That's from the right. 1-2 the count. Riley Christensen Richardson on deck. This regional final here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Swing and a miss from Kendall Heffler. And so four straight strikeouts, three for McDonald. And Katie Ruff, and one on the other side for Lincoln Byer.
I think that is definitely something we're going to see with such strong pitching. You know, the girls just got to hone in and focus and wait, you know, get those pitches.
And maybe both pitchers saying, hey, our coaches expect the ball to be put in play today. Let's see about that.
Yep. Oh,
as Riley Christensen
Richardson
drives one to grass over the right fielder's head. Surround first, roaring to second, and Riley into second with a double standing up. Puts a runner in scoring position for Morgan Wirtz, the senior, as Riley just took a big cut at that first pitch from Lakin Byer.
I see April sitting right behind me. I might steal her a couple times, have her sit here for a little bit so I can go and shoot, and she
there
gives me
go.
The eye roll.
We can audible.
Hey, there you go.
Morgan Wirtz takes the first pitch ball. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. And if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. One out, runner at second, called strike. That's about knee high there from Byer, the sophomore pitcher. And a mixture of seniors and sophomores in this Colfax lineup with one freshman, Aaliyah Schindler, out in right field. One ball, one strike on Morgan Wirtz, the McDonald catcher. The pitch, low. Ooh. That looked about the same location as the last one called
exactly.
A strike.
That's why I was like, ooh, I thought he was going to call it.
Well, Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. More in a moment, NestleJobs.com, where you can find out more right now, NestleJobs.com. Two balls, one strike, the pitch to Morgan Wirtz. That's fouled along the first baseline. Diving play at first, tagging up and heading to third is Riley Christensen Richardson, but a nice play by Alexis Schindler, the senior, in foul territory.
That was a great play. Kudos are given where they're deserved, and that was a great play.
So Aubrey Dorn comes up with a runner firmly in scoring position, but now two away. Again, production operators for Nestle receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days. Maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour plus premiums and bonuses. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com. As Aubrey Dorn fouls one off right in front of us. Pretty good velocity for this young pitcher, Lakin Byer. And again, she's drawn a lot of strikes early.
Yeah, she's definitely a strong pitcher, so there's a reason that coaches rely on her.
Christensen Richardson at third. Aubrey Dorn takes a ball outside. No score, bottom of the first inning. One ball, one strike on Aubrey Dorn, the McDonald senior. They graduated last Friday, so almost a week in the books as high school graduates for the senior class. Two outs. Byer whirls and deals. Aubrey fouls one over the backstop and over the net. Got a pretty good crowd on hand for one thing. It's a beautiful day, but also regional championship softball here.
Hey, it brings people out, and that's, again, you made a test to the great weather has a lot to do with it as well.
One ball, two strikes, two outs with a runner at third. Aubrey Dorn against Byer, the pitcher. There's the pitch. It's fouled up, actually hit up very high in the infield. And caught there coming in from short, Jada Anderson. So 1-2-3. It was Colfax. McDonald sends four to the plate, but same result. No runs in. After one complete, our score, McDonald 0, Colfax 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac Softball here on WOGO Sports via Max TV. Watch and listen, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. First pitch strike from Katie Ruff on Bryn Secor, the sophomore catcher, number 22. She bats from the right. Katie sent down the side via strikeout in the top of the first, but neither team able to play to run. In the bottom of the second here in the regional final, swinging strike two against Secor. For Katie Ruff. Number 2 seed versus number 3 seed in this Division 4. Regional final, swinging strike 3, 4 straight punch outs for Katie Ruff to start the game as Secor goes down. That brings up Audrey Ebert, the junior left fielder, number 10. She also bats from the right. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases toward financial security. Called strike. Call Rubenzer Wealth Management, 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123 for Rubenzer Wealth Management. Katie Ruff whirls
nice
and deals,
job,
induces
Katie.
Another swinging strike.
She's on fire.
Audrey Ebert. Toy Story sky out there with some beautiful clouds. The 0-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. Swing and a miss. 5 straight strikeouts for Katie. That brings up Emma Meaden, the junior, third baseman, number 7. Ken McDonald alum Sam Rubens and Rubenzer Wealth Management. Cover your bases toward financial security. Call 715-835-2123. Ruff working quickly. Just missed.
He called it, yep.
Against Meaden. Meaden is the junior in the junior class, represented with two players here in the starting nine for John
nice
Dickinson
job,
and coach.
There you go.
Swinging strike 2 on Emma Meaden. Colfax 0, McDonald 0. We're in the top of the second here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. 1-1 one strike. Strike 2 as it's fouled back by Emma Meaden. Alrighty, we have the makings of quite the pitching duel here.
Well, this is what, you know, these finals games, this is what you want. The playoffs, this is the game that you want is, you know, that it's a solid.
Nice
call.
Job!
Strike 3, 6 straight go down.
Beautiful.
Against Katie Ruff, 1-2-3 in the first and the second, all via punch out. We head to the bottom of the second inning here in the regional final on Max TV, WOGO Sports. Your score, McDonald 0, Colfax 0, back in 60 seconds.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
First pitch of the bottom of the second, low and in the dirt on Katie Ruff, 333 hitter, the senior pitcher, number 20. Facing her counterpart, Lakin Beyer, the sophomore, for the first time in this regional final game. Katie Ruff pops one up, shallow infield, right by the second base. And
nice.
It drops right in between the shortstop and second baseman, Jada Anderson, McKenna Shipman, and Katie Ruff will say thank you very much. And Chloe Flanagan will echo that as she will head to first base. So Ruff reaches on the error there.
It sounded a little hollow, too, hitting. I mean, it was kind of a weird sounding. It must have hit more on the handle on that one. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't terribly high. It could have potentially got lost in the sun, but maybe it's just one of those
little
times when the ball can bounce your way
yep.
at home. Sherry Bunt pulling it back. Kelsey Bremnes, 383 hitter, freshman, shortstop, number 10. No score here, bottom of the second. Leadoff out of reach for McDonald. It's one of the most talented pitchers in the area in the sophomore Beyer. Runner takes
Come
off
on,
towards
Chloe.
Second, and
nice.
Chloe slides. They worked on that in practice.
Yep. You know,
and
that
Flanagan.
Was after the semifinal. That was one thing that Coach Beyer said. He was not real happy with their base running and everything. So I know that was things that they were working on.
So McDonald with great speed now at second base for Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman. No score early on in this game. Called strike on Kelsey. Chloe Flanagan will stay put at second. Got some dust on those jet black pants now with the slide.
Love
Didn't
it.
Go head first.
Love it, though.
Which is kind of a rarity for this team.
Yeah,
usually it's head first slides.
They like to do that.
Two balls, no strikes on Kelsey Bremnes. Squares up to Bunt. Pulls it back. 3-1. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Bremnes in a hitter's count, 3-1 pitch, and she takes a called strike. Raring to go there at second is Chloe Flanagan.
Oh, she is. She's just, you know, she wants to get to third. She wants to get into that scoring position. So she's just itching to go.
Full count now. Three balls, two strikes for Kelsey Bremnes, holding the bat high. Payoff pitch.
Nice
outside.
Job,
take
Kelsey,
your base.
Way to watch. I see that our third ball light is working today.
And you know what? That's just a good sign. There you go. So a base on balls for Kelsey Bremnes after Katie Ruff reached on an error. Chloe Flanagan came in to run for her. So now runners at first and second with no one out for McDonald. And Claire Ruff, the freshman right fielder, number 12, right-handed hitter, comes to the plate with a 356 average. In the bottom of the second. The pitch,
oh, nice.
Bunted, and just foul on the first base line. We've seen the agility of Alexis Schindler there, the senior first baseman already, with a diving catch on a pop-up foul.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Again. She was certainly playing bunt there.
Yep.
McDonald not afraid to play small ball if that's what it takes.
Nope,
they to get
are
a run
not.
Across. Squaring to bunt
nice
again,
job,
right back toward
Claire.
The pitcher. Leadoff batter Claire Ruff is retired, but they move to second and third as Claire does her job effectively. And Kelsey Bremnes now at second, Chloe Flanagan at third with just one away for McDonald. That'll bring up Keegan Winger, sophomore third baseman, 258 hitter number 14. Big spot here for the McDonald sophomore in the bottom of the second with two runners in scoring position, one out. 0-0 our score. Beyer the pitch.
Nice hold on that.
Ball is called. On the hunt for your next vehicle? Visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls or Cadott. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. 1-0 the count. Beyer, the sophomore pitcher, against Winger, the sophomore third baseman. Called strike as Keegan holds off. Ruff with the sacrifice bunt to advance the runners to second and third. McDonald one away here. No significant scoring opportunity for either team yet as Katie Ruff has struck out all six batters she has faced.
Well, and I think the importance of at least just getting a base hit here to get a run in because of,
Keegan
you
takes
know,
the ball outside.
The pitcher does phenomenal. Colfax's pitcher is doing phenomenally, and so taking advantage of these opportunities.
And you got to give your seniors some run support as well if you're McDonald.
Yep.
Keegan Winger, two balls, one strike. That's from the right. The pitch, she swats it along the first baseline, just barely foul. Oh, that was right over the orange part of the safety bag there at first. When you need a pharmacy, skip the big box and experience the medicine shop difference at your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee with free local delivery. The medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes with runners at second and third. One away for McDonald here in the bottom of the second. The pitch inside. Ball called. Count has worked full by Keegan Winger, who's had a very patient first at bat here.
Yeah, she's doing a great job and just, you know, when it's in there swinging at the pitch and being patient and watching and...
Full count. Sophomore against sophomore. Payoff pitch. Keegan swats it along the third baseline and deep into the grass in foul territory. She'll go back and we'll do it again. And this at-bat, Keegan Winger has had a couple almost hits.
Oh, yeah.
One along the first baseline on the ground. Now one in the air along the third baseline. She gets things dialed in here from the plate. With Chloe Flanagan at third and Kelsey Bremnes at second. 3-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Winger goes down for the second out of the inning. That brings up Abby Rosina, the senior. Second strikeout of the game for the sophomore pitcher, Laken Beyer, who rises to the occasion there. Abby Brazina, 263 average for the second baseman, number six. The senior bats from the right, has that wide stance, holds the bat high.
And she's due.
Runners at second and third, taps one foul along the third base line.
You know, Abby is such a versatile player that she's due for a good hit here.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. No balls, one strike on Abby Brazina. The pitch, grounded along the third baseline to Coach Rick Beyer. Not quite as smooth a stop as he made in the game on Tuesday night.
Oh, my gosh, that was an awesome stop on Tuesday.
Bare-handed out there. I know that
he's
drew some
hands.
Admiration from his dugout.
Yep.
0-2. Runners at second and third on Abby Brazina, the senior, and two away. Little pop up over the third baseman, and it drops in. One run is in. Another one coming in. McDonald takes a 2-0 lead. A sliding double for Abby Brazina.
There you go, Abby. Great job.
As Chris called it, she was due, and Abby Brazina, a big two RBI double to start the scoring in this game. How about that one off the bat of Abby
Brazina? That's pretty awesome for our this year's valedictorian for the senior class.
Well, congratulations, Abby Brazina. Showing off her smarts at the plates and in the classroom. Strike one called on Kendall Heffler as McDonald back to the top of the batting order. Kendall leads the team in average coming into this game. 439 average, up to 32 steals now. It's Kendall.
Well, that's just it. She wants to get on base to be able to steal that base and get in scoring
Kendall
position.
Kendall Swatz went out to deep right center field, and it drops in. And Brazina in to score. Whoa. Kendall headed towards second. Back-to-back
good
doubles
job,
for the
Kendall.
Mets.
There you go. There you go.
Abby Brazina had worked her way to third, and now Kendall Heffler, you're not going to hold down a 439 hitter for too long, especially with the strikeout the first time up.
No.
And now Kendall in scoring position.
And that just added fuel to her fire. She, you know, that was, when that happens, it just adds fuel to her fire that she wants to get out there.
That was the third double of the game for McDonald's. Kendall Heffler looking to travel over there at Second goes back to the bag. Riley Christensen Richardson, 4-13 hitter. Had a two-bagger her first time up. 2-0 McDonald here with two away, but a runner in scoring position. 3-0, excuse me. As Riley Christensen Richardson lays off. Again, Wynn Family Dentistry, that's Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunnarsson, and their team always ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. One ball, one strike, two outs. Riley Christensen Richardson, the freshman center fielder. Pitch outside, a little high on the rise ball. Kendall, for now, staying put at second base.
Yeah,
again,
it's
with
a little
her
bit
speed,
different.
Any contact that hits grass is going to score Kendall.
It's a little different stealing third than it is stealing second. So if there's a pass ball, for sure, she'll be at third.
Two balls, one strike on Riley.
Ooh.
And she fouls one back straight off the catcher's mask. Looks to be just fine as Bryn Sikora, the sophomore, wearing the sunglasses underneath the mask.
And she is pretty bright out today, that's for sure.
3-0 McDonald, bottom of the second. WOGO Sports on the McDonald Area Catholic Schools live video stream, Max TV. Thank you to Grayson Hoff.
Nice
long
job,
line
second.
Drive. It drops in front of the
and
center
Kendall's
fielder for
in.
Riley Christensen Richardson and Kendall in
there
to score
go,
to make
Kendall.
It 4-0
job,
McDonald.
There,
an RBI single for Riley Christensen Richardson. And that brings up Morgan Wirtz. As again, this batting order has so many talented hitters we've seen.
Yeah,
when you see a pitcher the second time through, sometimes it takes to the third time. But for this McDonald lineup, second time through, they're starting to find
their
groove
their
a little bit here.
In the groove,
Morgan takes a first pitch ball. Again, Riley Christensen Richardson at first. Honestly, on my scorecard, I already marked her over at second.
Well, we just kind of assume that's going to be sometimes where she will be.
4-0 McDonald, bottom of two, with two away, and Morgan Wirtz, the senior catcher, at the plate. Squaring up to bunt, pulls it back, ball outside,
ooh,
diving into
there
second, and out at second, caught stealing Riley Christensen Richardson. That's the third out of the inning, but McDonald plates four as we head to the top of the third with our score, the McDonald Lady Max 4, the Colfax Vikings. Nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Softball, Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
May work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Well, back to Max Softball here on WOGO Sports via Max TV. Grayson Hoff, our intrepid producer, live stream operator for Max TV. Thank you so much to Grayson for being willing to do this game so we can be in two places at once on the air on WOGO with Chi High in their regional final and here just 50 yards away with McDonald in their regional finals. A swinging strike one. On Alexis Schindler, the senior first baseman.
To have this ability, I mean, it's wonderful having the live stream, but then also having audio is, you know, I think we've noticed it over the years with basketball and everything is such a great partnership.
Called strike two, and again, we're honored to partner with our friends, with our family at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. 4-0, the Lady Max here in this regional final. Lead the Colfax Vikings. We're at the top of inning number three. Swinging strike three. That is seven straight strikeouts for Katie Ruff.
You know, and Katie, having the insurance with the runs out there, you know, you would think that they would give Katie a sigh of relief and be able to, but she's going out there strong as ever. She's going out there and doing her job.
She faces Aaliyah Schindler and throws a rare ball on pitch one. Again, it's just been strike after strike after strike for Katie Ruff. She turns the ball over in that right hand, whirls and deals, swinging strike one against Aaliyah Schindler, the freshman right fielder, number 13. Winner moves on to Tuesday's sectional semifinal. Swinging strike two. Schindler against Katie Ruff. One ball, two strikes with one away here in the top of the third for the Lady Macs. Ruff delivers,
nice
called strike three. Eight straight go down against Katie Ruff.
Well, I think at this point, I would hope that Colfax would learn. You're not just going to, you can't just stand there watching. I mean, Katie's going to throw it in there. She's going to throw it and do what she needs to get you out.
Two away, and Mackenzie Loback, the nine hitter, senior DP, takes a called strike on the outside. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. Katie Ruff whistles another one in for a called strike. H&R Electric, proud to back the Macs. That's H&R Electric. Two outs, no one on. 0-2 the count on Mackenzie Loback, the senior DP. Bats from the right. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three.
Oh,
nine straight go down against Katie Ruff. What a start for the senior.
I'm almost speechless, seriously.
We're running out of adjectives.
Exactly, because she's just so strong and so confident out there. And it just great job.
We head to the bottom of the second. McDonald leading 4-0. Bottom of the third coming up.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very.
Back to the action here. WOGO Sports via Max TV. Sorry to bring you back just a bit late as Morgan Wirtz grounds one back to the pitcher, but it's bobbled just a little bit there by Laken Beyer, and the throw also bobbled at first. And Morgan legs it out and reaches on the error.
And again, the importance of running that out because you never know when those things are going to happen.
That brings up Olivia Wolf as the courtesy runner. She has 11 steals on the season. Aubrey Dorn, who popped out to short her first time up, is back at the plate here in the third. Takes a called strike. Runner at first, no one out.
That was a little low for Aubrey, so.
And standing 6 feet tall.
Her strike zone's a little bit different.
0-1 the count. With a runner at first, Laken Beyer, the sophomore pitcher for Colfax. Fouled right in front of the plate. Aubrey Dorn, she's behind the count, 0-2, 355 hitter, excuse me, the McDonald first baseman, eight steals if she can get on board. She can run as well. 4-0, McDonald with the lead. Still early in this game, we're in the bottom of the third. Beyer the pitch. A little blooper and just foul along the third base line. For Aubrey Dorn, as that one just went about 20 feet along that third base line, and it almost stopped outside the line. But
yeah, that one definitely was hit on the hand, down on the handle of the bat there.
We'll do it again at 0-2 for Aubrey Dorn. Looking for her first hit of this regional final. The pitch inside. Good eye there by Aubrey Dorn.
Our perspective is a little bit different, but I thought that was going to be a strike.
I did as well. But Aubrey knew better. One ball, two strikes. But Olivia Wolf standing at first. Byer the pitch. It's fouled straight back and over the top of the backstop and onto that big red canopy. We'll reset it, 1-2. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. The 1-2 on Aubrey Dorn, again, slapped foul along the third baseline.
Great job, Coach Byer, for grabbing that one.
And speaking of Coach Byer, he mentioned he saw the Colfax game against Lake Holcomb Cornell, the sixth seed, and said Byer didn't throw many pitches, didn't have to throw a lot of pitches in that game. And so far, McDonald doing a good job trying to get her pitch count up.
Yeah, they're doing it.
1-2, Aubrey Dorn pops one up along the first base line. It actually hit her as she was running down that line and foul.
And that one, honestly, I don't...
Though I think they're actually going to conference real quick here, the umpires.
Yeah, because I'm not sure what...
And they're calling her out, and I guess I wasn't aware of that rule. The ball was in the air and hit Aubrey on the way to first. Is that an interference call of some sort? I guess I'm unclear.
I will be honest in that I'm unclear on that as well.
I don't even know exactly how to score it, but that's one out for Aubrey Dorn. Brings up Katie Ruff, who reached on an error first time up, swinging strike one. As she faces her counterpart in Lake and Byer. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. 0-1 against Katie Ruff with Olivia Wolf, the courtesy runner, still at first. Ruff takes one outside. One ball, one strike. McDonald shut out in the first inning, scored four in the bottom of the fourth, three straight zeros on the scoreboard here at Casper Park for the Colfax Vikings. This WIA D4 regional final. Katie Ruff checks swing, called strike.
Well, and he hesitated a little bit on that one, so.
I think she did go around. Tough call, but probably the right one. One ball and two strikes on Katie Ruff. McDonald senior pitcher. Second Byer trying to get settled back in. Fouled back behind the plates and into the fence. The catcher Bryn Secor will head back our direction to retrieve that. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. That's Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath & Heath Slocum at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000, Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Katie Ruff. Strike three called. Dropped by the catcher, but they'll throw her out at first. As Katie, I think, was a little unclear with whether that one was dropped or not. But that's the third strikeout of the game for Lake and Byer.
There seems to be a little bit of frustration and some hesitation here. And so, again, all respect to our umpires and our refs. They have a very tough job to do.
So McDonald got the leadoff batter aboard on an error. Morgan Wirtz reached. Olivia Wolf running for her, but now two straight outs as Kelsey Bremnes comes up. She walked and scored a run in the third. Two away here in the second, two away here in the third. Coach Byer again, the hot potato hands over there along the third base line.
A little bit busy over there on that side, that's for sure.
0-1 for the McDonald freshman, Kelsey Bremnes, the 383 hitting shortstop. With Olivia Wolf now at second. Grounder toward third, gunned across the diamond in time from Emma Medin to Alexis Schindler. And one runner reaches, but the next three go down for McDonald. We head to the top of the fourth inning with our score, the Lady Max 4, the Colfax Vikings 0. We're back after this on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City
Glass. Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back. Max TV, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools live video stream. Caleb Swenson and Chris Malico with you in this regional final. We're in the top of the fourth. The Colfax Vikings up to bat against your McDonald Lady Max. We have a 4-0 lead. Katie Ruff, as they'll show bunt at the top of the batting order, to McKenna Shipman, and she'll foul one off.
That was a little late in showing the bunt, and so I think that's where that came into being fouled off.
Strike one on Shipman. The senior second baseman, number four, bats from the right. Second pitch from Ruff. Missed a little low and out inside, rather. Four-zero McDonald. Top of the fourth. Again, dangerous Colfax batting order. We haven't necessarily seen it yet, as a strike two called. Showing bunt again was McKenna Shipman, but as Coach Byer said when he watched their game yesterday afternoon and evening, so they can put the ball in play, no doubt about that.
They sure can. I think they're just, you know, they need to find their groove and not.
0-2 pitch, swing, strike three, 10 straight strikeouts for Katie Ruff.
Great job, Katie.
My goodness. Brings up Lakin Byer, the sophomore pitcher, number three.
So I'm going to try my talents here, Caleb. I'm trying to get
you're gonna take pictures
and announce. How's that?
Multi-talented.
Oops.
Ball a little bit high there for Morgan Wirtz. She'll come to the backstop to grab it. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Pitch
Good
called
job,
strike
Katie.
On Lakin Byer. 4-0 McDonald. We are in the top of the fourth, one away for the Colfax Vikings. Lakin Byer, their talented sophomore pitcher, who did a great job retiring three in a row after the leadoff batter reached for McDonald.
Yeah, she
in the last inning, swinging strike two.
She's doing a great job, and you know, I mean, she's very talented as a sophomore, and so just keep going strong and working hard.
One ball and two strikes. Katie Ruff in this circle. Whirls in, deal, swinging, strike
oh gosh,
three.
Katie, great
that
job.
Is 11 consecutive strikeouts for Katie Ruff.
I think you said it last time. It's just, I don't even know, kind of speechless. She's doing just phenomenally.
It has just been an incredible start to the game for the McDonald senior pitcher. She gets the edge, called strike one against Jada Anderson, the senior shortstop, number eight. And right now, normally at this point here in the fourth inning, we'd tell you what the batters did their last time up. Well, they all struck out.
Yeah, it's that's a great
swinging
thing to
strike
be able to
two.
Say. Look at that.
And Jada Anderson, 0-2. Jada Anderson, the senior. Katie Ruff turning the ball over in that right hand. Two away, the 0-2 pitch,
oh,
called
Katie,
strike three,
gosh.
12
there you
straight
go.
Go down to Katie Ruff.
On fire.
My goodness, we are back in 60 seconds as we head to the bottom of the fourth. This is McDonald Lady Max Playoff Softball.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Softball on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you. McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. We have the posts on our WOGO social media if you'd like to share and let other people know where they can watch and listen to this afternoon and evening's regional final WIA Division 4 action. Over on the radio side of WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, Chi High Lady Cardinals Softball. And their regional final against Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. First pitch outside against Claire Ruff, the freshman right fielder, number 12. 356 hitter, a sack bunt back in the second. That big four-run second.
That was a huge, yep, huge inning. And that's the importance of, you know, doing your job and listening to the coach and, you know, we'll be able to move people into position.
Grounder on, towards Claire. Short. Claire running it out, but a solid play there by Jada Anderson, gunning it across to Alexis Schindler. 5-3 on the putout, 6-3, excuse me, and first batter retired for McDonald here in the fourth. And again, run support, certainly important. We can't state that enough here, as Katie Ruff has been nothing short of dominant. First pitch on Keegan Winger inside for a ball. But the way Lakin Beyer again has responded after giving up four, I mean, she looked incredible in the bottom of the first.
Absolutely.
But after giving up four in the bottom of the second, she worked a very impressive third inning and has started out in the same fashion here in the fourth. Keegan Winger takes ball two. Keegan, the third baseman. It's 1-0 Chi High leading Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Thank you to PA operator Dave Hansen, able to catch
nice
that
to be
score.
Able to hear that, yeah.
2-0 on Keegan Winger. The McDonald sophomore takes the ball high. 3-0 for Keegan. We were telling you about Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. 3-0 count. Keegan gave her that pitch, and she found the mark. 3-1. And don't get sidelined by lingering injuries, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We are in the bottom of four here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Keegan
nice
Winger grabs one right
the
past the second
right
baseman,
the second
and pass. Winger aboard.
Great job, Keegan.
You mentioned Abby Brezina due last time up, and I think Keegan as well. Normally she's just out there at third, not always in the batting lineup, but did a great job with the opportunity here today. Struck out in the second after a long at bat, but in the fourth, getting a board for Abby Brezina, who had that huge two
awesome
RBI double. Abby squares up to bunt, drops it right in front of the home plate, and gunned very quickly to first, and at second, barely safe there for Keegan Winger. She has to slide back into the bag. And I think Abby Brezina, as she was bunting that one, maybe thought that it was going foul
it
as it just
foul.
Stopped
that,
dead
yep.
Right in front of the plate.
It did.
So 2-3 on the putout
but
there.
Kind of some confusion on it.
Does advance Keegan into scoring position. And Kendall Heffler comes up.
Yeah, I think Rick was upset with that because he was hoping for Keegan to be over on third. So, but that's okay. We're in scoring position here. Kendall base hit brings her around.
Heffler is 1-for-2 on the day with a strikeout and a one RBI double. The first and second innings didn't come to the plate in the third. Now here in the fourth, she takes a strike just below
little.
The letters.
Yeah, that was...
It seemed like it sailed a bit high.
Yeah, I thought so too.
0-2 the count on Kendall Heffler. With a runner at second and two away here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch from Beyer, and
nice
Heffler
job,
hits
Kendall.
Grass in shallow center field. Keegan Winger coming around third to score. Kendall will hold steady at first, but she's got another RBI to her name as McDonald leads at 5-0.
Brings up Riley, and Riley has been just on fire in that box.
Again, with two away, you'd think that Kendall's going to have the green light, as if she didn't already, but going to have the green light to get moving here with Riley on a 2-for-2 day. A double and a single on one RBI. Riley
nice job,
takes the
Riley.
First pitch and drives it
right
past
the
shortstop.
And
Kendall Heffler running into third, standing up. And Riley Christensen-Richardson 3-for-3 on the day. And advances Kendall Heffler.
No breaks on Kendall there. She was going.
Brings up Morgan Wirtz. Now Morgan still looking for her first hit as she popped up to the first baseman in foul territory, her first time up in the first. In the third, she did reach on an error between the pitcher and the first baseman. It's 5-0 McDonald with Kendall Heffler at third and two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Lakin Beyer, the sophomore pitcher. Showing bunt, pulling it back. Runner goes to second, and Riley Christensen-Richardson in easily. She had 28 steals coming into the game.
The stats on her
Heffler.
Steals are just awesome.
And
I will say, it's just so great to see that.
Riley was caught stealing earlier in this game. That was the first time all season.
Yep.
Now runners at second and third. Morgan Wirtz drives one right to the shortstop. Lined out there. Otherwise, that would have scored
great
two.
Great job by shortstop.
Solid contact, but a good play there by Jada Anderson at short. McDonald gets one more across as we head to the top of the fifth. Our score, the Lady Macs 5, the Colfax Vikings nothing. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. I think you just asked me something.
I did. Well, I'm going to have Miss April Peters step in here real quick so I can go and shoot a couple shots.
All right, sounds good.
How's that?
Well, we've been trying to get April on a broadcast.
I know. So this is, she kind of looks at
season.
Me like, really?
Swinging strike one for Bryn Sikora. So we welcome in April. Good to have you.
Thank you.
We are in the top of the fifth. A pop-up in the infield. Katie Ruff calling for it, and she gloves it. And Sikora's retired, and that's the first non-strikeout of the day, and Katie Ruff still responsible for the out as Sikora retired. And April, I mean, just what we've seen so far, 13 batters faced. The first 12 all strikeout victims to Katie Ruff. I mean, it's just a dominant performance so far.
Yeah, she is on fire today. That week off that she had really was in her favor.
Swinging strike one on Audrey Ebert, the junior left fielder, number 10. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. One away, 0-1 the count. The pitch, swinging strike two on Ebert. And she was a bit behind that one, and that might be being generous as Katie Ruff The velo is up there for sure.
Yeah. Kovacs is being aggressive, going after the strikes. They just can't catch up to her.
0-2 pitch, low and in the dirt. Well, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Avery, the junior left fielder, in a 1-2 count, fouled straight back. This Colfax team, Coach Beyer told us, April, puts the ball in play. It's not as if this is a weak batting order top to bottom. It's just, again, got to tip the cap to what Katie Ruff has done so far.
Yeah.
McDonald leads 5-0. The 1-2 pitch comes in high on the rise ball.
A little extra speed on that one.
Two balls, two strikes. Sikora popped out to start the inning here in the fifth. Ball low and inside, so the count has worked full. And the first full count, I do believe, that we've had for Katie Ruff today.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
So Ebert's worked it full with a patient at bat here. Three balls, two strikes. Katie Ruff then stands in the back of the circle, then strides to her spot. The payoff pitch, it's popped up behind the plate. Morgan Wirtz calling for it, gloves it, makes the squeeze. Morgan Wirtz.
She takes a deep breath after that one.
Whips off the mask, and that is not easy to do, to not only get out of your crouch, take off the mask, and find that high pop-up behind the plate in the sun.
You're changing your body the opposite direction. You're turning around 180. It is something hard to do.
I'm just glad at my age I don't have to contort like that. Two away now. First pitch a little high on Emma Medin, the junior third baseman. She struck out back in the second, her only time up. We're in the fifth. McDonald leading 5-0, top of the fifth. But two away. Pitch inside against Medin. Nestle Health Science, expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days. Maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour. Pitch misses low, 3-0 the count here. Again, maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com. See what Katie Ruff does here. A 3-0 count against Emma Medin, the junior third baseman. Finds the bullseye for a strike. 3-1. And Medin had to take that pitch, April, and Katie found the mark.
Yeah. And this ump is kind of inconsistent on the inside, so you never know what he's going to call on it.
The 3-1 pitch. And it comes in high. First base runner of the game for the Colfax Vikings as Medin reaches on a walk. Again, Katie Ruff struck out the first 12 batters she's faced, retired the first 14 before Medin reaches here in the fifth. That brings up Alexis Schindler, the senior first baseman. Ruff the pitch, called strike. And again, important here for McDonald, leading 5-0, April, but you just want to take care of business, too. You've been riding the incredible pitching of Katie Ruff, but you want to make sure they don't get anybody beyond first and just cut off any momentum before it starts.
Absolutely.
Low and in the dirt. Runner takes
block.
Off. Morgan Wirtz throws to second. The tag. Not quite in time.
That's impressive because that ball was way out of the box and Morgan still made a great throw on it.
So Medin into scoring position. Coming into this game, she was 9 of 17 on attempts to steal, which is pretty ridiculously high percentage of throwouts.
Yeah.
Swinging strike two. Again, Medin at second in scoring position for Alexis Schindler, the first baseman who struck out in the third. Number 9, bats from the right. One ball, two strikes, two outs with a runner at second. McDonald with a 5-0 lead here in the fifth. Ruff the pitch, sails in a bit high. Two balls, two strikes. WIA Division 4 regional final. Here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Ruff, the 1-2 pitch, swinging strike three. call it a baker's dozen on strikeouts for the McDonald senior Katie Ruff. And as we head to the bottom of five, our score remains the McDonald Lady Max 5, the Colfax Vikings nothing. This is Regional Final Softball WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back, Lady Max Softball on WOGO. Aubrey Beyer takes the first pitch and grounds it right past the shortstop, and that's her first hit of the day.
Yeah, she was due. She needs to get on base.
So Aubrey Dorn aboard, Caleb Swenson and April Newton with you on WOGO Sports via Max TV. Grayson Hoff running
and we're gonna have a
the live
hitter.
Stream. Lizzie Liebrand's coming in. So Lizzie batting. You're in Katie Ruff's spot.
It's always good,
of the fifth.
Good opportunity for the freshmen to get in a game situation like this.
Lizzie, number 9. As she steps in from the right side. McDonald with a 5-0 lead. Bottom of the fifth here at Casper Park in this regional final. Aubrey Dorn about to take off. Comes back as the first pitch in there for a strike. Sophomore Lakin Beyer, number 3. What are your impressions on her so far?
She's good. Like, she throws a lot of strikes, and she's been challenging this lineup for sure. She held them at bay for, 3 innings, 4 innings, until we finally broke out.
Lizzie fouls one back. Yeah, I mean, again, McDonald zeros in the first and third. They scored 4, and it was a big 4-run second inning, and really keyed by Abby Brezina's 2-run double there. They did a lot of damage with 2 outs.
Yeah.
And so Beyer, again, almost got out of that inning unscathed. As Lizzie Liebrand, good eye, holds off, takes ball 1. So 1-2 the count on Liebrand.
Yeah, she's been tough, and their defense is tough. They haven't made a lot of errors, so they're keeping them honest, which is what you expect for a regional final game.
Liebrand with a 1-2 count. And she finds the mark and drops it into shallow left center field. Lizzie Liebrand with a knock. She's headed to second with a stand-up double. And Aubrey Dorn to third. And how about Lizzie Liebrand getting the job done?
Yeah, no, it's always hard to come off the bench when you're cold like that. But for her as a freshman, especially to come off and get that double, that's really cool.
That'll bring up Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman shortstop, 383 hitter. Looking for her first hit. She did walk and score a run back in that 4-run second. Runners at second and third, and about batting helmet high. And a pause for a moment there, too, just to hear PA announcer Dave Hansen over across the way. Chi High leading 3-0 over Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. That 4-5 matchup in a regional final popped up behind the plate, and the catcher didn't see where it was as it went right behind her. And I think that makes Morgan's play behind the plate that much more impressive, as Bryn Sikora, who's very athletic, moves well there behind the plate. But that one popped up, and it literally fell about 18 inches behind her left cleat, and she just didn't see it.
Absolutely. It's such an awkward angle, and if you don't get your helmet off right away, you're never seeing the ball.
Kurt Galvez, thank you for the updates. McDonald boys battling Boyceville, top of 4-4 the score, as the boys were down 4-2 and have fought their way back. Bremnes, a deep shot to left field, and it's gloved there right along the third baseline. Tagging and cruising in to score is Aubrey Dorn, and tagging and heading to third, Lizzie Liebrandt, as McDonald makes it 6-0.
You know, I don't know if you guys have commented on it. This team, their sliding and lack of sledding make me giggle.
Chris mentions that fairly often.
Oh, gosh.
So Kelsey Bremnes with the sack fly. That's the first out of the inning. Out there in left field. Brings up Claire Ruff. And Ruff is looking for her first hit with a runner at third. That's Lizzie. 6-0 McDonald. Taking a ball in low is Claire Ruff. Claire did have that sacrifice bunt in the second, then a ground out in the fourth.
Yeah, she's definitely on it. Just looking for her first hit of the day.
356 hitter.
And she is number 2, I believe, on the team for RBIs.
As Ruff is going to pop one up to shallow infield and moving over to make the catch, Jada Anderson, who's got a good glove there at short.
Oh, yeah. She has been really mobile. She covers a lot of ground.
That's the second out of the inning and brings up Keegan Winger, sophomore third baseman. She's 1-for-2 on the day, had a hot hit single. Last inning up in the fourth. One has come across for McDonald, now two away. Keegan Winger pops one up sky high in the infield. Anderson looking for it, coming over to make the catch, though, McKenna Shipman. And McDonald gets a couple of boards, scores one. As we head to the sixth with our score, the Lady Macs 6, the Colfax Vikings 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Playoff Softball.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. Max TV, McDonald Area Catholic Schools live video stream. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll go sports, honored to partner our play-by-play broadcast with Max TV. Katie Ruff opening pitch in there for a strike on Aaliyah Schindler, the freshman right fielder. Ruff has a baker's dozen of strikeouts through five innings. Here in the sixth, swinging strike two on Schindler.
Yeah, you'd think through, their second or third time through the lineup now, they would be able to catch up a little, but Katie's just blowing them past.
The 0-2 pitch, a rise ball, and not willing to chase it was Schindler, a good eye there. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin, White City Glass. One ball, two strikes. Ruff, the pitch, low and in the dirt, and again, Schindler refusing to chase. Good disciplined at bat here for the freshman. If you need anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. Two balls, two strikes. Opening batter of this sixth inning in the regional final WIA Division IV tournament. Called strike three, 14 punch outs for Katie Ruff as Schindler goes down.
Yeah, that pitch was over the heart of the plate and did not get her to swing at it. So that's testament to Katie.
Mackenzie Loback, the senior, designated player number 5, struck out her only time up in the third. 6-0 McDonald with one away. Top of the sixth inning here at Casper Park. Ruff working quickly, finds the mitt of Morgan Wirtz for strike one. And we've talked about this throughout the season, April, but again, just the chemistry, the rapport that Katie and Morgan have. After working together so long, pitch two in there for a strike.
Yeah, it's always fun to see them kind of smile at each other, give each other a smirk every now and again when they get the call or the pitch that they want.
0-2. Ruff ahead very quickly on low back. The pitch, low and in the dirt. They were looking for the call there, and that one was low as Loback lays off.
That was really close. Morgan tried to frame it up just a little bit for you.
And when they are in a groove, these two, they work very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
1-2 pitch, swinging, strike three, 15 strikeouts for Katie Ruff. I just have not seen a pitching performance like this. Brings up McKenna Shipman. She struck out twice. She dribbles one right to Keegan Winger. Winger gloves, guns, the stretch by Aubrey Dorn, the put out. And another zero on the scoreboard for Katie Ruff and Co. We head to the bottom of six with our score remaining. McDonald 6 and Colfax nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Mags playoff softball on a regional final on WOGO.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Thank you for joining us here on the McDonald Area Catholic Schools live video stream. Caleb Swenson, April Newton, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. Chris Malika still out taking pictures on this beautiful afternoon at Casper Park. We're in the bottom of the sixth with Abby Brezina at the plate for the Lady Macs.
Yeah, it's actually a nice day out. We're not getting pelted by rain or wind or anything like that.
Snow or some of the other things that we've dealt with this season. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss from Abby Brezina. Abby, 1-for-2 on the day, a huge 2-RBI double in the second, that four-run second. We keep coming back to that. So huge for McDonald offensively. She later scored a run.
Yeah, she really lit up this offense. That was the spark for this entire game.
And you expect that from your seniors.
Absolutely.
Rise ball high. 2-1 the count on Abby Brezina. And if you're just joining us, graduation was last Friday, so 6 full days here as high school graduates for the senior class of 2024. 2-1, Byer the pitch, low and in the dirt as Brezina lays off into a hitter's count now 3-1. McDonald leads 6-0 bottom of the sixth inning. Abby has that wide stance. Holds the bat high about the level of the brim of her batting helmet. She swats one out of play, foul. Along the first baseline. Count is full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes as the ball comes back into play. And someone trying to be helpful kind of chucked that one away from everyone. We can't all be softball players.
No, not all of us.
Well, whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let McDonald alum Sam Rubens and Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases toward financial security. Payoff pitch, 3-2. Grounded towards short, and it gets by Jada Anderson for a moment. She guns it, though, just in time as Brezina beat out by the throw. Anderson, that was just a nifty play right in front of the bag at second.
Abby, literally, she was there. It could have been argued as a tie, but, you know, just got her.
First out of the inning. That brings up the top of the order in Keegan Winger. And Jada Anderson has been impressive, the senior over there at short.
Oh, yeah. She had to go a long ways to get that ball, and she still made a really good throw.
Kendall Heffler, 2-for-3 on the day. Pair of hits, a double in the second, a single in the fourth. Each one brought a run in. One out. 0-1 the count. Heffler drives it to left field, and it drops right in front of Audrey Ebert, the junior out there. Such a sharp line drive. I thought it was going to be caught by Ebert, it got to her in a hurry. And Kendall Heffler, how about a pair of doubles for the McDonald Jr.? She is 3 for 4 on the day.
Absolutely. And it's so easy for her to turn a single into a double. Not everyone can do that, but with her speed, she's just so fast.
And that brings up Riley Christensen-Richardson, 3 for 3 on the day. Two singles, a double. A pair of runs batted in. She takes a big cut at the first one and fouls it back. The ball dribbles right in front of our vantage point here.
She got excited about that one out front and just got the end of it.
Riley, 4-13 hitter coming into this regional final, has certainly boosted her average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the second half of the season, she's really come alive and helped out this offense.
The pitch, Riley grounds it right past the umpire between second and third. That's going to bring Kendall Heffler around to score, and another RBI on a 4-for-4 day for the freshman Riley Christensen-Richardson.
My gosh, do you think you can get out of the way that fast so you don't get hit?
Honestly, I don't think I'm that agile. That gentleman moved very quickly, and I am impressed.
I don't even think I could have moved that fast. As an ump, though, you got to be ready.
7-0. McDonough with the lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Still just one away. Brings up Morgan Wirtz. Oh. Morgan swings at the first pitch, drives it to deep left center field, all the way to the wall. Morgan cruising into second with a stand-up double. Riley Christensen-Richardson in to score, and it's 8-0 McDonough.
She gives a little thumbs up and the points out there. She's been wanting that one all day. She's hit the ball hard, just right at somebody.
Again,
all day.
Her last at-bat, she lined out to short, and that was hard hit.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Literally, if it was a foot to either side, it would have been a base hit. Easy.
So one away with an 8-0 lead for McDonald here in the sixth. Aubrey Dorn at the plate. She had her first hit of the day last time up in the fifth. The runner at second, Olivia Wolf, the courtesy runner out there for Morgan Wirtz. Aubrey takes a first pitch strike against Lakin Beyer, the talented sophomore pitcher for Colfax. She's battled.
Oh, yeah, she has.
Aubrey, high fly ball to deep left center field, and it's going way back, and it's all the way to the wall. Aubrey Dorn holds up at second, a big double for the McDonald senior.
At first, I thought it went over. I thought she, like, tipped off her glove over the fence.
It was close. It was really close.
It wouldn't be the first time for Miss Aubrey Dorn.
So Olivia Wolf at third, Aubrey Dorn at second, and Katie Ruff, is she going to be intentionally walked here?
That's what it looks like, yeah. It's an interesting move at this point.
Because that brings up Kelsey Bremnes, who's swinging a hot stick as well.
Yeah.
Again, 8-0 as Colfax will conference here. We'll take a brief break.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Action resumes here on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you on WOGO Sports presentation of Lady Max playoff softball on the regional final. Grayson Huff running the McDonald live stream. The bases are loaded as Ruff intentional walk. First pitch strike on Kelsey Bremnes.
They may have loaded the bases so they can get the out at home easily. Otherwise, they'd have to look the runners back to go for one. But it's still an interesting play at this point in the game.
Bremnes looking for her first hit. And she will ground one toward third, and it's through the gap at third. One is in. Another one on the way to score. Aubrey in to score, and McDonald wins it 10-0. And Katie Ruff, a 15-strikeout no-hitter in the regional final. How about Kelsey Bremnes, the 2-RBI single to end the game as McDonald run rules Colfax. In six innings, your final score, the Lady Macs 10, Colfax nothing, and McDonald moves on to a sectional semifinal. We'll step out, be back after this. A lot coming up on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Well, our McDonald Lady Macs once again regional champions, Chris Malika, this time moving up a division from D5 to D4. Same result, a regional crown. And what an impressive performance against a state-ranked Colfax team.
You know, I guess coming into this, I thought it'd be a little bit tighter game. No qualms to Colfax. I mean, they did a great job. They just came across Katie, and Katie was on fire.
A 15-strikeout no-hitter for Katie Ruff.
She was on fire. I mean, there's no way around it. And She came in determined to do what she needed to do, knowing that she had the defense behind her. And her and Morgan, you know, as a team, they work just as a pair, just work so amazingly well. And hats off to Katie. I mean, I can't think of enough adjectives to describe how phenomenal this game was.
We'll get our highlights. And again, thank you so much to Grayson for being willing to stick with us with an extended post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Rick Byron. I'd love to be able to sit down with Katie Ruff as well, too, yeah, after this one, too. Because, again, before the game, I think what Coach Byron was expecting, what we were expecting with this hot-hitting Colfax lineup is could stretch our defense a little bit. And instead, Katie Ruff just said, no, I'm going to just carry us defensively.
I'm taking care of it. And exactly, coming in, you know, the expectation was that, you know, they have some amazing hitters and that our defense was going to be tested. And so, you know, it with it being 10-0 after six, I'm kind of still in a little bit of a shock because I really didn't expect what it was going to be.
And the thing is as well, too, I mean, this takes nothing away from just how talented this Colfax team is. They ran into a buzzsaw on the Lady Macs today, too. And as Coach Byer said, I mean, this is a Macs team that in their first playoff game, he, I think, would
wasn't
be the first
happy
to tell you, say, we could play a lot better, a lot better than that.
Yeah.
And we saw that today.
They came out with a purpose, and you know, and Katie came out with the purpose, and with their bats, and with their running, and their running was much better tonight.
That's very true. They even had a feet first slide in there.
Exactly, it was much better, and so they came out with determination and knowing what they needed to do.
We'll step out and be back after this with more of the Post-Glass Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's. Moving life forward.
What are customers saying about Post-Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post-Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Glassandmirror.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shoppe. Your locally owned Medicine Shoppe pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shoppe of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Well, your McDonald Lady Max WIA Division 4 regional champions as they run roll Colfax in 6, 10-0. Here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, head coach Rick Beyer joins us. And, coach, again, we'd be burying the lead if we didn't talk first and foremost about your senior pitcher, a 15 strikeout.
Is that what she had?
15 strikeout no hitter.
Wow.
It just, she struck out the first 12 batters. It just, I mean, I'm saying what you saw as well, too, but just for those who might be just joining us, they missed one of the best pitching performances I have ever seen.
Well, no, you know, she's never had a day like this where the weather was nice and the wind was kind of blowing. Her movement on her ball was, you guys had front row seats too.
Yeah.
There was 6, 8, 10 inches of movement on that ball today.
And again, whether it be striking out, swinging, or called strikes, I mean, it was a rarity to actually see her throw a ball in any of these at-bats too.
Yeah, she almost had the immaculate inning. The one she would have had, you know, 9 strikes in a row, but there was the one ball and it was like right at the knees.
It was close.
And I went up and I talked to the ump too, and I'm like, hey, what do you think? He goes, I know what you're going to say, he said. I'm like, yep, it could have been an immaculate inning for her.
And again, too, you mentioned before the game might see a lot of balls put in play, and Katie just had other ideas here today. But really, when we did see balls put in play, for one thing, we saw Katie make a great play on a pop-up that's not easy to make. We saw Morgan make an incredible play behind the plate. And this is the thing. There were so few balls put in play, we probably can remember all of them.
Yep.
And Keegan made a really nice play with her glove over at third as
well, too. She did, because that's going to be a base hit if she doesn't get her out there. You know, so she come up and come across the diamond throwing. But you know what? We met a catcher today that we had to bunt for. We couldn't steal the ball like we normally do. So hats off to her.
Again, hats off to you guys and your performance and this team, too. I know last game you told us afterward, hey, base running's got to be better. We saw a feet first slide today, too. So maybe some of that practice making perfect here.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, see, maybe we can have you switch with Katie Ruff here as we'll talk with the woman of the hour. Thank you, head coach Rick Beyer here in the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. And, just take a load off. Sit down here, young lady. A 15-strikeout no-hitter. It was just one of the most incredible performances that I've seen from a pitcher. I mean, it was incredible, Katie.
Tonight I was pitching at one of my best. Everything was working. Every pitch I threw was its best tonight, and I think that it's a relief. It's a chip on my shoulder to go into the next few games with that confidence that I have in myself and within my team.
And this is, again, a Colfax team. As you guys move from D5 to D4, no disrespect to any of the teams at Division 5, but in the Division 4 level, I mean, it's a loaded sectional here. Colfax is ranked 8th in the state. You guys 6th in the last coaches poll. This is a team your coach Rick Beyer said, we're expecting a lot of balls put in play, and that's no disrespect to your ability, though I wondered if you heard him the way you pitched today. But, it's just, this is a hot-hitting lineup, and you and Morgan, again, that battery, you just shut him down today. It was a joy to watch, Katie.
Yeah, Colfax, kudos to them throughout the season. We especially looked over a couple of their stats, some outstanding stats last night that really caught our attention. And we were very aware of that in the pitches thrown today and just as a team in what to expect.
Now on the other side, a talented sophomore pitcher in the circle for Colfax. What was the key for you guys offensively, too, to say, hey, let's make sure we can get some run support?
Yeah, offensively, this was the idea of patience, but finding a pitch that we can barrel up early. Within our at-bats. I think that we saw that a lot tonight. There wasn't a lot of pitches thrown by their pitcher, but we barreled up a lot of balls really early and often within the count.
Well, Katie, I know, again, a regional crown, a regional championship, you love that for your senior year, but especially for this year's senior class, and congratulations again on graduation last Friday.
Thank you.
I know you guys have a lot higher and loftier goals than this, and saying, hey, we've got to get to this point, we're going to compete in conference, we're going to go for the conference championship, but then we're going for the regional championship, and then on to sectionals next week, and again, your goals are to get back to Goodman, but it's just this one game at a time, saying we know we're going to face an incredible opponent every single night now, but we're going to be ready.
Right. We just talked about it in the circle right before we broke it down, but there's no pressure anymore. We are the underdogs coming into every single game from here on out, and that means that there's no pressure on us. It means that we go out there, we take care of what we can, and we just play softball.
And final question, you talk about a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. Do you kind of like that again? Because normally when we've seen McDonald at a Division V level, a lot of teams are, you know, here's mighty McDonald coming in. But now you get to say, hey, we are the underdogs. People aren't expecting us again when you're going against teams in a sectional semi and hopefully a sectional final. You're not expected to win. And do you like that mentality?
Yeah, I do. I think throughout a lot of my career and a lot of the seniors' career here at McDonald, we were always the team to beat, as we always were told. But it's kind of like what I was saying, all that pressure is gone, but just understanding that it doesn't matter what division we're in. It doesn't matter if it's 3-4, we're playing a D2 team. We are just doing what we can do, and at the end of the night, we roll the ball out and we see what the score is.
Well, Katie, congratulations to you and your teammates on this regional championship, and looking forward to that sectional semifinal on Tuesday. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you so much.
That is Katie Ruff, again, a 15-strikeout no-hitter here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. If you and Grayson will be patient with us, we're going to try and get some highlights queued up here so we can replay all the action of this one. We're back after this on WOGO.